Australia to express such a word like this. I mean, what words cannot express it, but it's very, very great. And to be recognized from the village level to a higher level like this, you know, it's very, very wonderful.
How did you become involved in environmental campaigning?
I became involved in environmental campaigning, not just that I went to school and then I learned I was trained to be an environmental campaigner. No, I lived in the forest, I loved forest, I worked in the land, and I got everything out of it. That's why I tend to see land and forest destroyed under my eyes, so I have to. It's not something that I went to school and I learned. I stayed there and I was 30 and I lived that life, so I have to stand up and protect it.
So this deforestation in your home has had a personal effect on you?
Oh yeah, well, deforestation going on in my area has got a very bad effect impacting my life especially, and with our people back in the village now.
The PNG government has issued logging permits in that area without the consent of local people, and that issue of special agriculture and business leases is fraught in PNG. Do you see any end to it?
I cannot say I see any end to it, but it's not just we have to sit down and wait for the government to come up with any decision. I think it's very important for us to stand up and, you know, raise our voice, because we see that it's not right, land grab is not the right thing. It is a driver to deforestation and all that stuff. So while we wait for the government to do its own decision, it's best we stand up and raise our voice and, you know, do whatever we can. But to say we see that was, you know, it's not very promising to us. Such a government that makes decisions rarely and practically does not act on what it says. It's very, very bad, and we can't count on it.
Yes, I get what you mean, that local people have to do their own thing, but there could be some hope with a recent International Criminal Court announcement where they're said to be considering taking on so-called land-grabbing cases, which could include areas like yours where such rampant logging is taking place. So does that potential international intervention give you hope?
Yeah, I hope so, and I believe international intervention can, because if we have these powerful people from outside the world who can negotiate or at a higher level of negotiation, that might probably help and influence our government and the leaders in my country to act and do something about it. And I believe campaigning at an international level will certainly help, because it's not just an issue of talking about something that you know, just we hear it by words, but this is the issue of reality.
The company that's been involved in logging in Pomio is Rimbunan Hijau, which is a Malaysian company, and it's enormous. This award will most likely raise awareness about the situation in PNG, in Malaysia and elsewhere. Is that important to hear that people who may be benefiting from logging from outside PNG, that they come to understand what its impacts are?
Yeah, well, certainly. The award like this is important, because, you know, most of the time people can think that what most companies are doing is good, because they talk about money and they talk about all that other things, but they don't see the long-term benefit of what we tend to talk about. Like, you know, when you talk about our future, especially for those of us who leave the land, leave the forest and who owns the land, and you know, who see other disadvantages of things that are happening in cities and all that, and when we started fighting about these things, this such award the award can certainly help influence other people to see the very important things. I mean, we are not saying no to developing all that other stuff, but we are talking sustainability here. So such a award like this will certainly help.
Before you received this award, you received threats and abuse as a result of your campaigning. You've apparently even been physically attacked. Did that ever make you consider stopping?
I do certainly receive abuse and threat, but I feel it's very hard for me to stop, because, you know, I can't just stop. If I had to style it down and let this thing go like this, then who else is going to do it for us and my community and the future generations? So you see, I consider future generation and the well-being of our people and our future generations. So it doesn't matter whether I'm threatened or not, I still stand up to do it.
So what's next for you and your campaign?
The next thing in my campaign is, you know, I do not strategize. A lot of people ask me about strategizing, and I said, oh, look, I'm just a village man. I take what comes. So when I go back to the village with this wonderful award, it has boosted, it has lifted me to another level. Certainly, elevated me to another level, so gives me just a little bit of strength. Certainly, I've been receiving Facebook messages from my people in the village. They are waiting for me, and you know, everyone has turned to my side now. So they said, when you come, we'll run this awareness, we'll increase it, and we'll make it a little bit strong, and then we'll go from there.
And do you think that it will encourage other landholders in other areas of Papua New Guinea to follow your lead, perhaps?
Yes, certainly. I am asking. I replied to a lot of comments also, and I'm asking a lot of all Papua New Guinean works of, or in all works of life. I'm appealing to them that it is very important to see such a thing like this and to help fight address the issue for the better of Papua New Guinea and our future generations.